Well, how's about this Enron bullshit, huh? Former Enron CEO Ken Lay says he doesn't want to come in to testify. Fine. We'll come to you, Kenny. As a matter of fact, why don't we just send Mike Tyson out to get your statement? I tell Mike that if we get the skinny, he gets his license to box. Hey, Ken Lay, borrow some guts and start spilling them. And tell us something we don't know, okay? Don't just sit there taking the fifth more frequently than Teddy Kennedy in an Irish wake. You know, last year this Lay Jagoff was touting himself as a complete corporate genius who had the ear of the president and half the Congress. Now he's passing himself off as some clueless Mr. Magoo starring in the film Memento who had absolutely no idea what his company was up to. You know how deep you are in shit when you have to hire a public relations firm to put the word out to people that you're an out-of-the-loop asshole? Hey, Ken, if you've got anything to spill, you best spill it now, pal, because we're about to send you up the river to do hard time in a joint where Mr. Lay is going to go from being your real name to being your nickname, okay? Best luck. On Thursday, former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow refused to testify before Congress. Fastow said there was nothing that Congress needed to hear that Enron didn't already pay them to ignore. Four other top-level Enron execs pled to the fifth and refused to testify before congressional investigators looking into the company's collapse. Come on, isn't there anyone in that company who's willing to lie under oath? Pussies. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but the events of the past few months have certainly diminished our ability to trust each other. We have government leaders who are more bought than a hooker's enthusiasm, and you can't even get on a plane these days without worrying that the seemingly harmless passenger sitting next to you could actually turn out to be an Enron exec.